God that sits on the throne, the God that is known as the Ancient of Days, the Unchanging Changer, the God that has all authority, all power, all dominion. Father, we welcome you into our midst. We give you glory, we give you honor, we give you praise and adoration. We say, oh Lord, as your word comes forth, oh Lord, Holy Spirit, glorify Jesus in our midst, oh Lord. Let your name be glorified. For in Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. And the children of God will shout a better amen. What a song before a sermon. Praise the Lord. In short, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords is here. He's here. I know this for a fact. I was telling Prof that you've preached half of my message. I didn't see the Sunday school. I didn't attend because of work. I didn't see the slide. But scriptures on scriptures that were in the Sunday school, even in my message, were just being flashed and being preached. Father, we want to say thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
You know, when the Lord brings word and reemphasizes, it's out of his love. He wants you to get something so that you don't miss anything. And as we're here today, the Lord, that which the Lord has apportioned for each and every one of us, we shall be partakers in Jesus' name. We can please have our seat. I want to start by appreciating our Father, the lead pastor, for this opportunity. And for all our pastors, I want to say thank you and everyone that will be listening. Because without the church, there's nobody to preach to. Praise the Lord. It's simple. It's simple in the sense that Pastor Morris on the first Sunday dealt with definitions, what missions is all about, what is expected of us. Pastor Foye came, she told us a lot, all we need to do, she emphasized on evangelism, and she began to let us know that evangelism, ways to go about evangelism, what should we do? He talks about being friendly, intentional, and the rest. That's the way. You have to be friendly to someone. Pastor Morris was telling us, you have to be sent. And who is the sender? The Lord Jesus. To who? To those that need Jesus. So mine is just like, it made it so simple for me because a lot has been said. So I made it in a way that I brought it down home, you know, because of follow-up. I said, okay, I wasn't going to talk about the outer, even if I'm going to do a combination, but it will be we as a church now looking mission inwardly, not the external bit of it now. And my topic is tell someone about Jesus. Tell someone about Jesus. So simple. I didn't even say scripture. You know, we went to ministers' conference and our Father and the Lord said, has the Lord not done something for you? Just tell somebody about Jesus. Somebody that is hurting. Somebody that is broken. Somebody that is unsaved. Somebody that is depressed. Somebody that is worried. Tell somebody about Jesus. Tell somebody. Tell your neighbor, tell somebody about Jesus. And because this is our month of missions, I decided to bring up the text that we have, Isaiah 66:19. I won't be reading because it has been read on several occasions on Sundays, telling us for those that have escaped. And I had to look at it. I said, what was the Lord is in Isaiah? If it was in the New Testament, I would say it's talking about the persecuted disciples. But I said, I'm going to look it from this light. And I began to make a research and say, what is he saying about? What is he talking about? We have escaped from the wrath of God. We have escaped from the cost. We have escaped from damnation. We are the escaped ones. And the Lord is saying, since we have escaped, what should we do? That's what the whole of Isaiah 66:19 is saying. Tell others. Tell others what brought you out from damnation. What would have made you go to a place that forever you will regret? How did you escape the curse of the law, the tribulation, the pains, all that worldliness brings? He said, you have escaped. And if you have escaped, the Lord began to say, this person tell this, this one tell this. He began to talk about people. He said, you've escaped. Just tell somebody about Jesus. I received the word of God. I became born again. My life has changed. You know, it's so simple. Let's make it simple. Let's keep it simple. Do you know sometimes when you talk, every avenue as a person, the Lord have mercy on me. It was intentional in the time past. I had to look when Pastor Foye was preaching, and I said, am I still intentional? Before I live a life that every conversation, I don't just tell you I want to preach Jesus, I don't do it. But every conversation I do with you, I don't bring scripture. You know, sometimes you bore people when you begin to talk about scripture, but I just bring in Jesus before you know we start talking Jesus. So it was just intentional. And thank God for the last week, the Lord gave me opportunity to also do so. When you know, when people are saying they are talking their problem, it's a good time to sell Jesus. You are a salesman. Some of us are looking at me surprised. You sell Jesus. The scripture has it. It says, all of you that don't have money, come and buy. You are a salesman. And I am one of the best salesmen. I'm not making mouths. I can sell anything if I want to sell it. That's true. And I found out that it's one gift that God has given to me. So if I can sell, some of them are looking at Pastor Blessing so surprised. I do sell things. Not now. So if I can sell, if I take a goods out, no matter how much it worth, if I have made up my mind I will sell it, I will sell it. By the help of the Holy Spirit, I will sell it. And I will sell it at a profit. I won't make loss. So if I am gifted in that line, I sell Jesus. And I sell Jesus without stress. Because all I need to know is just need what you need at that time. I don't sell Jesus to you the way I say A to B. No. Someone is in pain, he needs comfort. How do I sell Jesus? I sell Jesus as one that comforts. Because that's what the person wants to buy at that time. Free of charge. So what is he saying when they say tell someone about Jesus? Why should we tell others about Jesus? Jesus has changed my life. I don't know about you. The world is searching for hope. Jesus commands us to share him. He says, preach the word in season, out of season. Go ye. Love speaks. It does not stay silent. Some of us are wicked. Do you know we are wicked? We have Jesus in us. We have enjoyed Jesus. And someone needs Jesus at that time. You know what we do when we keep quiet? We are wicked. We say, let this one suffer. And we have the solution. The solution with us. Someone also gave us that same benefit, that same gift, that same enjoyment. But now we are to give to somebody. We just pocket it. Then when we leave there, we start praying for mercy. Father, have mercy on me. I should have spoken to this person. Have mercy on me. May the Lord have mercy on you and I in Jesus' name. Both of us, the Lord will have mercy on us. Because as I'm preaching, you know when you preach, the Lord is, when you open, when you want to preach, one good thing is that the message will first of all be preaching to you. That's one thing. That's why I'm saying, not, I'm not speaking to a lady, I'm speaking to myself. When we leave there, we start praying for mercy. What does it take to just preach so that you don't pray for mercy? Just tell the person, so, so and so. Your own is to talk, you are not going to change the person. Jesus does it, the Holy Spirit does it. The world needs Jesus. Many people are broken, confused, depressed, afraid, searching for meaning. I met someone that had just rash. It's still on my phone. And the person began to tell me, and I began to say, this rash can go. It's stress. But once you have Jesus, Jesus take away the stress. And before, what brings rash and Jesus now? I said, it's stress. I said, once you just, if you calm down, and one thing that can calm you down, if you just believe in Jesus, you pray, this. Believe me, you, the person went home. I still have the message on my phone and sent me a message. And said, immediately I began to do, the rash began to disappear. Look at my hand. It's still on my WhatsApp. All I needed to do was to just talk. Just tell the person about Jesus. And said, stressed. I quickly narrow it to stress. You know, I told you I was intentional before now. If I'm saying, in short, when I went to school, everybody began to know me. You know, I've not even stayed long in CL. I was inviting them come to church. One day, we had it's even good. This one is the background song for the message. Praise the Lord. So, we began to have this issue. As I was talking to somebody, the person said, you see everybody you want to invite to your church? So, we had like, it's simple.
Because the world is searching for meaning. Someone asked me a question, I will tell you. He said, is it everybody that serve God that gets blessed? What of the sinners? And I said, good, beautiful one. I said, they are wealthy. I said, but the truth is that look at them. Do they have peace? You will see someone with multi-million pounds, dollars, will jump from a rooftop. If I get that kind of a money, I have always thought of it. I don't know about you, but I think about it. Where I can buy any car, I can eat any food, I can go to any holiday. So I wonder what is missing. It tells you something is missing, isn't it? Something is missing. That's a good question. It was because I was emphasizing, oh, if you believe in Jesus, the life, and said, and if you pray with things, God makes things easy. He said, is it what of those people that are wealthy outside that don't know the Lord? And I said, what makes the difference is that we have peace. We are at peace. Go to the news. They are not searching for money. They are not searching for wealth. They are wealthy. People that just close their eyes and they buy something worth 50 million pounds. No pain, no scratch. But you still see them before you know suicide. The Lord is telling you and I, just tell someone about Jesus. In CLA, tell someone about Jesus. Do you want wonder why people backslid? They are Christians. They come to church. They're not hearing the word. Don't get me wrong. When I mean they're not hearing, there is the inner ear that the Lord speaks to. And that inner ear may not even come from my message. It may come from your testimony. I can sit in church, I'm worried. I'm depressed, I'm tired. All what may be preached from the altar may not make meaning. But the Kinwale can just come to me and notice and say, Jesus loves you. It goes down to my spirit. Especially when you are led by the Lord. And it makes a meaning. So when I say tell someone about Jesus, and that's why we have some, because there's this impression, everyone that comes to church is hearing the word. They may not be hearing the word, not because they don't want to hear the word, but because what they brought to church is more than them. After that little word, you go and you tell them something. I heard of a story. I was watching TBN or so. I think it was this 700 Club. I can't remember. A woman came to a church. She came also. She was scared. And she just, people just come and say, let me go. She didn't get comfort. As about she was about leaving, someone hugged her and said, Jesus loves you. She was leaving that place to commit suicide. That made the difference. Just that hug and say what? Jesus loves you. So all what must have been preached in that Sunday service, nothing went in. So when I say tell someone about Jesus, I'm breaking it down, is that whosoever the Lord is prompting in your heart, in your spirit, to say, forget whether they're in service. Don't have this preconceived idea they've had the word of God. The Lord is saying, tell someone. Or someone passing the same condition you've passed through. That person deserves to hear from you how the Lord helped you. I was like this and this and this. The Lord did it for me. I know for sure the same God that did it for me will do it for you. You know, I told you I'm bringing it back home, just back home. I'm bringing it in-house because Pastor Morris, Pastor Foy, they've told us the wider one. So I'm talking about among church members because I'm in follow-up. How do you follow someone up? You know those testimonies, those calls, those after church greetings, those, oh, it is where the Lord will show up for you. The Lord will help us in Jesus' name. The lordship, the lordship, God's heart for one person. What man of you having 100 sheep, if you lose one of them, doeth not leave the 99? You know, I told you, Prof was preaching some of these things, so if you were in Sunday school. In the wilderness and go after that which is lost until he finds it. That is the love of God. The love of God. You know, one thing I do is that I look at the love of God. It's not judgmental. That's ask God for you. He did not say, let me keep this 99, this stupid one that has gone away. Let that one just, instead of me losing this 99. You know, the teenager, they like singing that song. Left the 99, I'm still struggling to 99. So, don't mind me, I'm the old school. You see, when Ratobi was singing the old school, you see the way I was dancing. So those 99, I enjoyed them, but you know the way they wrap their tongue. So, what did the Lord do? He went, he left those ones. Those ones are at safety. What about the one that has gone astray? That's follow up. That person you see in church, that one that you suddenly just notice something is not right. I've been in church one day and I sat down and I said, thank God for that person. He just came and said, mommy, are you okay? Maybe I was frowning. I just smile. That is how God works. And the person, just you, those that 99, they are safety. Why not run after? Do you know what the Lord does? If you don't know, on several occasions the Lord has run after me. That's why I'm still in the faith. The Lord has run after me on several occasions. I do not know about you. He says, mercy say no. That's what God is saying. Mercy say what? No. You can't fall. Do you have that in you? Are you saying this one? No way. As far as I'm in the faith. Adeboye tells us how they followed him up. They followed him up. The general of Ayusea, you see today. May you have a heart of follow-up. Because when they say follow-up, some people just say it's follow-up department. Until you have that heart of follow-up. Because in that day you may be down, someone will follow you up. It's so clear. I didn't write the Bible. Whatsoever a man sow, you think it's only when you give money. Someone will be praying for you. God will reveal your condition to somebody, and someone will be praying for you. The Lord will help us in Jesus' name. You know, I told you I'm not just doing. Why? Jesus. Why does Jesus follow a particular one and say this one? He loves every person. For God so loved the world. He also said that. Say, read Psalm. I said, God, you're emphasizing. He said, read John 3:16 again over for them. I'm quoting prof now. For God so loved the world that he gave. Some of us will not love the way God loves you. You can't give your only child, though. The love of God is too deep. Sometimes when I think of the love of God, where I am, I start crying. So you know, sometimes you cry. People don't know why you cry. You look from where God has brought you from. Where you are. I cry sometimes. I can't help it. Because I look at the depth of his love. He gave his only begotten son. That whosoever, so simple. It's so simple that people find it difficult to believe. It's too simple. That whosoever believes, is it not too simple? In him we have of everlasting life. It's too simple. You know, if something is too simple, it's difficult for people to accept. Do you know sometimes you look at products, because I told you I sell in time pass. You know that, I'll tell you a story my father once told me. He said, if a poor man wears the same chain, the same necklace a rich man wears, the poor man will say his own is fake. I don't know if I'm making sense. He can't believe that rich man and him can wear the same thing. That's simplicity. One problem with simplicity. Do I make sense here? He will tell you that his son is fake. He said, can't you see Bigeton? They say the same. The son is the superior one. And that's how God is. Are you in the house today? The love of God reaches every man. As simple as it is the way to salvation. That is why all other religions try to make it complicated, because they know the heart of man can't take simplicity. They tell you, if you are not flogged 10 times, you can't get to heaven. If you've not done this. But the ultimate sacrifice has been paid by Jesus, and that's the blood. No wonder they say the blood speaketh better thing than the blood of any other sacrifice. It's simple. Just come to the cross. Come to the cross. Are you in the house and you said, no, my sins are so much. If I tell every one of us to bring a basket and put our sins here before we became born again, you will even pick your own and run away and say your own is small, before someone else take your own. The Lord will have mercy on us in Jesus' name. Over me, I'm laughing. I want to be serious. Speak boldly about Jesus. Not shouting. Not saying, Jesus. You know, when I was growing up, there's one sister that people didn't want to receive the message. It may be your own last time today. As she's coming, people are closing their ear. As you are just going to your boyfriend's place, you will die. As you are going to do that scene in the hospital, you will die. They don't know how. I say, sister, it may be. How do we speak Jesus boldly? Love. You know, love is so strong. Someone, I don't know when I mean boldly, I had to explain. It's not shouting. It's delivering the love of God to everyone and in any situation you find yourself. As far as you are speaking, you don't need to shout. You're speaking boldly, because nothing is hindering you from talking. You are talking. And that's why I tell people, I love that song, I will not be silent, we always worship him. As long as I am breathing, I will always worship him. We're not going to go into this thing. Why do you worship the Lord? You know, there's this thing always singing. I worship the Lord through telling somebody about him. I worship the Lord through giving help. I worship the Lord through telling someone the Lord loves you. I worship the Lord through telling someone your case is so small before the Lord. I worship the Lord by sharing the good news. I worship the Lord by telling someone Jesus loves you. So when do you sing that song? Whenever you sing that song, that I will not be silent, I will always worship him. Your life, your testimony of his goodness is you worshiping the Lord. It's not just singing song. Simple ways to tell someone about Jesus. Very simple. I don't know, are they jumping my slide? Simple way to tell someone about Jesus. Okay, we've passed that one. Share your testimony. Invite someone to church. You can't preach, invite someone to church. You know, sometimes if time constraints, they just tell somebody, come to my church. So, is it not so? You can't preach, invite someone to church. The church will do the preaching. Tell someone of your testimony. Pray with someone. You know, when you tell people, let me pray with you. Even in prayer, do you know you can use prayer for evangelism? Father, thank you for your daughter. Touch her heart. Bring her back to you. Everything. And when the person says amen, he says amen that the Lord will touch his heart. Except you don't even believe in what you are praying. You know, amen. Say, so shall it be. Is it not so? And the person said amen to it. Share a Bible verse. Just send, don't say much. With God, all things are possible. Send it to someone. You notice something, knock and it shall be open. You believe somebody is looking for a job or whatsoever, you send it. Let the person will run. And when you send it, there's a way you do. I won't tell you some secret here now. You pray over some things before you do them. You say, Holy Spirit, go before this thing. That as this thing meets the person,
do that which you need to do in the life of the person. You have sent that thing an error. I wanted to say something. No, okay, let me go. You see, you just sent that thing, and the Holy Spirit Himself will magnify the word. Show kindness and love. Pastor Foye talks about being friendly, so I'm just adding to it. Speak about Jesus, what He has done. You do not need to be perfect to witness. You do not need to be perfect. There is one guy I follow. I watch him. God, you need to see tattoo all over. His neck up to your tattoo. Everywhere tattoo. You know why he got in contact with Jesus in the prison? He preaches the Bible. You know when someone preaches the Bible up, God, you'll be wondering. You will know he tells you everything he has passed through in life. When you see him preach, he does it as if something is moving him. He can't keep it to himself. You are keeping your own to yourself. This one says he has gone the extra length. And here you are. You keep your own to yourself. The Bible, just type it, send. Copy. It's so easy. What is our mission? Matthew 29:19. Go ye and preach what? The gospel. Bring and keep people in the Lord. You know what Jesus was saying? How do you bring people? I'm going to paraphrase this because of time. I was hungered. You gave me food. I was naked. You clothed me. I was in the prison. You came to visit me. In church, I did not see this person. I passed a call. I noticed that this person needs this help. I offered. I noticed that this person needs this thing. I tried to help. And they said, you know what was their response? Even though they said they were doing it, they were doing it without knowing what they were doing, but because they had the heart of God, they asked and said, when did we see you hunger? When did we ever see you naked? When were you ever in prison? And he said, what did he tell them? As much as you did it for the least of my brothers and sisters, you have what? Do you know there are seeds you sow? They speak. They speak for your generation, even unborn. And the best seed to plant is seed that speaks. Even after you have gone, it's still speaking better fruit, producing better fruit for your generation. I'll tell you a story. A man once helped a young guy. Helped the young guy and the rest. And during the course, it was one of these oil company sold something. And this same man became to be the boss of his own son. I just rushed because of time. One of my prof in school told me a story. He said, some of you are eating your future. And we began to wonder, wow, how are we eating our future? Because those days in my university, accommodation was so expensive that when they give you some student, either athlete or whatsoever, they have a space. We call them A, B, C, just small space. They were selling it as much as 25,000, just like that. Very expensive. And he said, when he went to UI, he said, he stayed with somebody and the person said, just don't pay. The person's child came to UniBen and became a student. He is a prof in UniBen now. When that person was helping, he didn't know he would be a prof. He didn't, isn't it? Do you know what he did to that child? He gave the child his BQ and followed the boy up all through the while. No feeding, no accommodation. He's now even sowing more than the boy's father sow in his life. That is the law of sowing and what? And reaping. What have you sown? If you look at your record for the year, who have you encouraged? Who have you helped in the Lord? Who have you told something? Who have you built up? Who have you gone out of your way? We're talking about sacrifice. And said, I'm going out of my way. You know, going out of your way is not easy. I have done it, so I know what it takes. You go out of your way. Out of your way. It is not in your way. When you are going on your own way, it's easy. You go out of your way to help somebody. And that is what the Lord is asking you and I. That was
prophet, they were saying, when did we've not seen you? Were you ever in prison? When were you naked, Lord? Because they were waiting for Jesus to come, so that when they do it for Jesus, it's okay, my reward is coming like this. The Lord will show us mercy in Jesus' name. If you look at John 21:15-17, I'm still going to paraphrase. This brings us closer to follow up. We've been talking in general, now this is follow up. Do you know what happened? When Jesus died, he resurrected, he came. Do you know what Peter did? I'm talking about follow up now. Peter told the rest, ideally, maybe he's supposed to be the leader. He said, let's go and fish. Master has gone. Let's go back. I'm paraphrasing now. And Jesus met them. You've not, because of what they've done, they were even afraid to say, they perceive in their own heart that this is Jesus. Jesus did something. By when they were coming from the sea, he had already made fire, sticks, and was doing fish, and said they should come and eat. I will not be able to break down the story because of time. He said they should come and eat. And they were saying, is it the master or is it not the master? You can just take that scripture, go and read all. And what did Jesus told Peter? Jesus restored Peter. He said to Peter, he said, loveth me more than this? He said, feed my flocks. I'm paraphrasing. I'm just going because of time. And one good thing that Jesus did was that Jesus told Peter, this was the things I began to ask the Holy Spirit. He talked about lamp. He talked about sheep. He said, feed my lamp, feed my sheep. And I asked the Lord, why these two distinctions? And I began to search. Lamp are the young ones, isn't it? Then sheep is the whole head, both the young and the old. What was he saying? Feed the ones that are coming in. Then what? The ones that are already matured also. Do what? Feed them. That's follow up. Continue. Jesus himself demonstrated it. He went after Peter and restored Peter. And when he restored Peter, this was what he told Peter. I have restored you. You went out. You were supposed to be what? Feeding the sheep. Now I have brought you in. You now, not only will you feed the young, you will feed everybody. How are we expected to feed? I'm in follow up now. Follow up matters. We talked about the newcomers. We talk about the old members. You know, sometimes people think, oh, this one. At the one they say, pray for me. You know, there's this notion. And that was what they were saying in Sunday school. I think in 2 Timothy, was it 2:10 and 15:10? He that thinketh is time to take heed, lest he fall. Do you know these people? God strategically helped them to marry a partner that will encourage them. They are also encouraged. If you remember what he was saying when he lost the son, you know there's this notion, it's just high up there. Everyone needs an encouragement. If you don't know that. The thing is that for some, they have somebody encouraging them. It could be the husband at that time when they are down, or it could be the wife at that time. And that is follow up. Because I'm not talking about the wider one, it has been spoken about. How do we feed people spiritually? I've skipped so many slides now. If we can go to that one. We didn't put the first one. It means encourage people. Pray for people. Sometimes I pray for some people without seeing them. If I just have a revelation. I don't even tell them I see this about you. I just pray. Because the Lord wants you to pray. That's why I revisit. He wants you to stand the gap. Either the Lord knows they are weak at that time. And he wants you to be there for them. It is the Lord hasn't showed you for judgment. He hasn't showed you to judge them. He has showed you what they are passing through so that you pray, because at that time you are strong. When you are also weak, someone else will be praying for you. Teach God's word. Tell others about Jesus. Lead people towards salvation. People are hungry for the truth. They need peace and they need hope. Do you know if I pray,
you pray for me, I pray for you. You know that song, I pray for you? Is it I'm right? The question is that you need the other person to survive. And one beauty about life I've come to know is that when you are surviving or you are up there, it is a profit to the next person. These are some of the things I were taught in a family. If everybody is doing well, when there is need, there's somebody to help. If everybody is down there, who will help? If everybody in CLA is surviving, the work goes easy, go forward. I'm telling you. I've been in church where they are millionaires. Before they make announcement of project, the project, you will see the project the next day. The project, people are fighting. Me will do this. I'm not saying what I've not seen. So when we say, I need you to survive, we're talking about a collective effort that makes the church become what? Blossom. And that's where follow-up comes in. People are saying, you did the door last time, don't do it again. But if everybody is struggling, when they say this, everybody is saying they are looking at the next person. It's only this one that have money. It should be the one doing it. You know, I said I didn't want to laugh, but I don't know why I'm just laughing. You can tell a friend. Let's go to the next slide. Tell a friend, if a member, a family member, a co-worker, a neighbor, a church member about Jesus today. Just tell somebody about Jesus. I do not know a better way to say it. Tell someone about Jesus. Just tell someone Jesus saves. Jesus restores. Jesus loves people. Eternity matters. I helped someone back home. And when I came, do you know in school, it was this person that was sending me apps. This and that and that. Look, the circle. I sold it without expecting anything to reap. Now what? It came back. I'll tell my children, I said, wickedness only destroys the owner. It's a common slogan. Wickedness destroys the owner. They know that one for me. Kindness is powerful. Wickedness is a common thing I say in my house. Wickedness only what? Destroys the owner. And I pray that as we go together, we check on each other. We show kindness. Do you know all of us will be surviving? When you are so blessed, blessing people become easy. There's a way you have money. You give some things, it doesn't matter. Even when the person is telling you, thank you, thank you, thank you, so you'll be saying, what have I done? When everybody's on fire, praying for result becomes easy. When everybody knows the word of God, fellowship becomes sweet. Before I pray, I want us to sing that song. I need you. You need me. Join our heads together as a church. You're going to look at that person. You know, I say what? When people want to insult people, they will say, look at me. But when they want to say love, I love you. You're going to repeat that. I need you to survive. I need you to survive. Please will that everything needs me so that you are important to me. I need you to survive. You are important to me. I need you to survive. You are to say, Father, sanctify me so that your word can flow freely from my mouth. Father, sanctify me, O Lord. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Let your, we are praying, can the prayer slide just come up? Let your word always be in my mouth and in my heart. Use me to your glory. Let my life reflect Jesus in all that I do. Use me, Lord, to bring others closer to you. Strengthen those who already believe through my life and walk in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. I need you. You need me.
Be all apart.
Be all.